Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It has become such a common practice to call buildings churches that the average person, even most so-called Christians, think nothing of it, and some are even offended when this matter is brought up. But the Scripture never uses such language. Churches are called out assemblies of God's people gathered in certain places. The churches in the New Testament are known by the locations wherein they met, and not vice versa as we have it today. A church may exist without a building to meet in, but a building can never be a church in scriptural terms. Now, I am sure that many will agree with what I am saying, but they will laugh it off as a technicality and continue on with the same unscriptural practice that they've known all their lives, preferring tradition to that which cannot be denied in the Word of God. But as unscriptural as the practice of calling buildings churches may be, it is a minor error compared to the bold letters on the sign in front of a meeting house which said, "Find Jesus at this church." Now, as absurd as such a statement is, I recognize that this concept is a pretty common one also. I've heard men talk about finding Jesus and encouraging others to do the same. Some may even say what's wrong with saying that. Well, the primary error is in the implication of what is being said. It is the epitome of pride for a man to think that he has it within his power and ability to discover the Lord God of heaven and earth by his own effort. The God of the Bible is described thusly, "Who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light to which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting." The true and living God reveals himself to men according to his choice. "Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. Canst thou by searching find out God? We're at his mercy, not he at ours." The true and living God does not dwell in temples made with hands, so it is impossible to find him at a particular location. One of the characteristics of idolatry is that the God who is worshipped can always be located because he or she has no power to move on his own. One of the most idolatrous practices in modern churches, in my opinion, is the altar call or invitation. At the conclusion of preaching, it is often announced that now men are going to be given the opportunity to be saved, as if it's within the puny power of men to appoint a place and time where God will meet with men. Salvation is not something that a man can decide on or take advantage of. It is not an offer to be accepted or rejected according to one's own desire. Rather, it is the gift of Almighty God, granted to sinners according to his own schedule and circumstance. The Lord Jesus Christ is not lost, therefore he cannot be found. The Scripture speaks about him finding the lost sheep, and by way of the allegory of finding a lost coin. He recovers that which is his. He is the one who seeks his own. He knew his people before they knew him. He bought them with his own blood. He sought them when they were not seeking him, and he brought them out of darkness when they could not even discern the darkness. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. A person cannot lose something that was not his to start with. The gospel message is one which centers on the person and work of Christ. It is quite common to see the message reversed in most modern preaching, which centers on what man needs to do in order to gain salvation. In fact, the work of Christ is often only mentioned as something that men should receive or accept. The primary concern of most so-called preachers and soul winners is to get folks to make decisions and let the Lord into their hearts. How on earth did the true gospel ever become so perverted? How can a man dead in trespasses and sins let the Lord do anything? Since when was the Lord reduced to waiting on men to do something? Not one time in the Holy Scriptures do we find anybody preaching the gospel as an offer to be accepted or rejected. We are quite certain that the salvation of the Lord's people does not in any way depend upon the will of man. The God of heaven and earth shall accomplish his purpose in the earth completely and cannot be hindered nor aided by the abilities of men. Men stand in need of the Lord to do something for them, and not vice versa. We rejoice to discover in the Scriptures that he is mighty to save. He has obtained eternal redemption for his elect children, and he is in the process of calling them from out of every tribe, kindred, and tongue on the face of the earth. Were it not that the God of all grace was intent on gathering the lost, there would be no hope for such sinners as we are. Have you been found by Christ?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.